Welcome to The Joy of Motherhood. This is a podcast that's aimed at the heart of women who love being a mom. Or maybe it's for those of you who wish you were a mom. You're just aching to be a mom, but it hasn't happened to you yet. This is a podcast that's going to be for those of you who are empty nesters. You wish you could do it all over again, and your heart is still turning toward that singular occupation and calling known as motherhood. This is a podcast for those of you who are in the trenches of motherhood. Your daily life is about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, about potty training, about driver's permits. It seems like you are mired every day in the sludge of what being a mom is all about. Hi, it's Carol McLeod, and I'd like to welcome you to this podcast entitled The Joy of Motherhood. I am so excited about today's show because we're going to be talking about summertime, about what to do with your kids during those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. We're standing right on the brink of summer vacation, so I've got some tips for you. I've got some things I want to tell you about summer vacation and about what you should be doing with your kids during those 2 or 2.5 months of summertime. But first, let me tell you what's going on at Just Joy Ministries. I have a new book that has just come out called Guide Your Mind, Guard Your Heart, Grace Your Tongue. And this book is doing phenomenally well. It's hitting bestseller lists. I was just at the largest booksellers convention in the world signing copies of the book. And I want to talk to you about this book as a mother because I think it's got good juice for you today. So this book, I shortened the title to Guide, Guard, Grace, but the full title is Guide Your Mind, Guard Your Heart, Grace Your Tongue. Listen, the primary way you parent is through the words that you speak. And I don't know of a mother that I've ever met who doesn't wish that she could press rewind, who doesn't wish that she could take back some words that she spoke over her children in anger or frustration. But I'm quick to say that your tongue is actually not your problem. Your tongue is really the thoughts that you think and the emotions that you have allowed to simmer in the recesses of your heart. So my book goes deeper than your tongue. It goes to your thought life and to your emotions. And let me tell you, if I could just recommend this group to only one people group, I would recommend it to moms. You need this book so that your tongue becomes the holiest and the most powerful part of your mothering technique. Your words hold power not only today, but in the future of your children's lives. Listen, as an adult, as a grandmother, I still remember words that were spoken over me at 6, 7, 10, 12, 14 years old. So words have staying power. Words travel through time. And you want to make sure that you're speaking the right things over those little lives that you've been given to nurture and to train and to disciple. So you can get my book, Guide Your Mind, Guard Your Heart, Grace Your Tongue, at my website, which is justjoyministries.com, or wherever books are sold, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, perhaps your local bookstore has it as well. But I'd love for you to go get a copy for you and for a friend. So now it's time for the question of the day. I heard from a mom, Lori, from Indiana, and she said to me, Carol, what should I do about tantrums? I have a 3-year-old and she throws horrific tantrums. Sometimes I'm embarrassed, sometimes I'm angry, but I'm always frustrated. What should I do? Now, Lori, that's a great question, and I do have a couple tips for you. First of all, what triggers her tantrums? Is she too tired? Is she too hungry? Is she overstimulated? Look for the things that trigger her tantrums and then try to neutralize those trigger events. If you can tell that if she's too hungry, she has a tantrum, take a bag of snacks with you wherever you go. If you know that she's too tired, well, then you're going to have to cut back your schedule and make sure that she gets the naps and the sleep that she needs. If she's overstimulated, if she's been with kids too much, if she's been out too much, well, then she needs to have more peace in her life. Reading to her, singing to her, cuddling her. But look for the trigger points in her life, what triggers these tantrums. And then when she's in a full-blown tantrum, let me tell you this. I had a couple kids of my own who were known for their tantrums. And this is what I would do. I would hold them very tight in my arms. I would hold them so they couldn't hit or punch. It was hard to keep their little legs still, but I would try to do that with their legs between my legs. But I would definitely try to hold them tightly in my arms, just wrapping them in a grip. And I would whisper in their ear. I would say, "You're not allowed to act like this. Mama always wins. Mama is the boss. You are not the boss. I love you no matter how you act, but you are not allowed to act like this." And sometimes that would work in 30 seconds, and sometimes it would work in 30 minutes. But I would never raise my voice to a child who's having a tantrum, but I would whisper in their ears and hold them very tightly. Don't hurt them, but hold them very securely so they can't move around. And you know, then another thing is pray over them. Pray over this child when they're asleep at night. Anoint them with oil. Ask God to help them with their emotions. Watch their sugar intake. Watch their caffeine intake. Please do not let them have sugar or caffeine. That will help. It will help you so much. Watch their diets. Make sure that they're just taking in healthy, natural foods. And finally, a three-year-old is old enough to talk to. So when she's not having a tantrum, sit her down and say, "Mama needs to talk to you about the way you're acting. You're not allowed to have a tantrum. And the next time you have a tantrum, this is what's going to happen." I noticed with my kids that if I would talk to them away from the heat of the moment, it did so much more good than yelling or screaming when it was going on. So, Lori, I hope that helps you. And I'm going to be praying for that precious, strong-willed, three-year-old daughter that God gave you, because He knew that you were just the mom that that little girl wanted. Now, I'd just like to remind you, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at carol@justjoyministries.com. That's carol@justjoyministries.com. I'd love to hear your comments on the podcast. I want to build a relationship with you and a good relationship. Two people talk, not just one. I'd like to hear your questions. As you know, every week we cover a question. So I want to hear from you, and anything is fair game, from during the days of pregnancy to being a great grandmother. I would like to hear your questions and help you as you walk through this journey called motherhood. So email me. I'd love to hear from you. I want to remind you that I have a weekly blog called Joy for the Journey, and you can find it on WordPress or on my website, which is justjoyministries.com. And if you're looking for a speaker for your next event, whether it's a MOPS event or a women's event at your church, a conference, a retreat, a gala, a luncheon, hey, I'd love for you to email me about that as well. Carol@justjoyministries.com. Okay, now let's get into the meat of today's podcast. We are going to talk about summertime and about what to do with your children during these months. So let me tell you one thing I know. Summer lasts for exactly 95 calendar days. Did you know it? It's true. The Farmer's Almanac cites the onset of summer as June 21st and lists its farewell on September the 23rd. That's 95 days. Now, that's not enough summer for me. For some of you, it's too long, but for me, it was never enough time with my kids. After way too short months of mosquito bites and baseball games, your beach towels are going to be packed away. Your flip-flops will be thrown away. And the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer are only a distant memory. Just 95 days. And let me tell you what else is the sobering reality about summertime for me. You are only given 18 summers of 95 days each to share with your children. Think about that. 18 summers of 95 days each. You have 18 chances to make sunshine memories and popsicle promises. You have 18 opportunities with each child to read the books of childhood to your little one, to splash in the sprinkler, and to make s'mores after a dinner of hot dogs and corn on the cob. You have 18 occasions to spit out watermelon seeds in your front yard, to play kickball all afternoon, and to catch fireflies in the waning daylight. You have 18 shots at teaching your kids to ride their bikes with no hands, to play hopscotch on the front sidewalk, and to make homemade ice cream before bedtime. You have 95 sunshine days filled with joy, and they fly by. 18 summers quickly evaporate into adulthood. And I just want to say that I have a good friend by the name of Michelle Cox, and she's written a book called 18 Summers that I would love for you to go buy a copy of because it will really touch the heartstrings of your mama heart. So what I want to coach you in today, what I want to call you to today is rather than live with a heart filled with regret when September 23rd rolls around and you think, where did summer go? What did we do? Did we accomplish anything? Did we treasure those moments? I want to challenge you today that this is the summer that you will determine I am going to wring the pure sunshine out of all 95 days. And so I have made a list as a mama who's looking in the rearview mirror of life of a few of my summertime activities that will last long after autumn has come knocking on your door. And well beyond the brevity of only 18 summers. Okay, so these are some ideas I have for you today, practical suggestions that you can do during the 95 days of summer. First of all, how about this one? Make a measuring stick of at least 6 feet tall and about 6 inches wide. Mark off the inches and the feet on it so it resembles a huge ruler. And you hang this piece of wood on a wall in your home and measure your children every year on June 21st and again on September 23rd. And you'll see how much they've grown during the 95 days of summer. Now, in addition to June 21st and September 23rd, choose other days of the calendar year to measure each child's height. Maybe measure every one of your children on Christmas Day or on their birthdays. That's a good one. Every child should be measured on their birthday. And you put each child's name and that date next to the marks on your family's unique measuring stick. The reason I say make this on wood and hang it on your wall is because I used to do it on the door frame at our kitchen. It was a treasure to us, and everybody would look at it when they came in the house. But then I moved out of that house, and you know what? I couldn't take it with me. And so I lost all those sweet markings. So you take my advice. Make a measuring stick of at least 6 feet tall and 6 inches wide on a piece of wood and hang it on your wall. Suggestion number two for your 95 days of summer. Go to the library at least once a month during the 95 days of summer and choose books to read together as a family. Now, make it a celebration to read the books out loud to your children. Read the books that were read to you as a child and tell your children who read that book to you, how old you were when you read it, and what you remember about that particular book. You know, it's been my experience that my daughters loved hearing Tom Sawyer and Mike Mulligan and his steam shovel and Mr. Popper's Penguins as much as my sons did, even though those are sort of boy books. And my three sons were riveted as much as the girls were by the adventures of Caddy Woodlawn and Little House in the Big Woods and Pippi Longstocking. So set aside time every day during the summer to read out loud to your children, whether they're 4 years old or 14 years old. Pop some popcorn, hand out a bowl of fresh strawberries, put on classical music while you read, but turn reading into a celebration. And you know what? Make sure that all of your children spend some time individually every day reading books. Hand them a stack of books, let them go to their room, let them go to the front porch, put a blanket on the front yard or on the back deck, and have all of your children read to themselves quietly. Even a three-year-old can look at pictures, but turn the 95 days of summer into a celebration of reading. Okay, number three, this is a fun one. Have a contest at least once a week. Have you ever had a watermelon seed spitting contest? Well, you haven't lived till you have. You have to have a watermelon seed spitting contest in your front yard. How about a sidewalk chalk art contest and have the neighbors come over and judge it? Or who can whistle the best on a piece of grass on a hot, sweaty summer afternoon? Or how about a cannonball contest at the neighborhood swimming pool? See who can make the biggest splash. Or a decorate your bike contest. Buy some crepe paper and some stickers and some ribbon and other things and involve the whole neighborhood in this one. Invite all the neighborhood kids over and have a decorate your bike contest. Or how about this one? Who can kick the ball the farthest contest? That's a good one. Who can hit the baseball the farthest contest? How about a squirt gun contest in the backyard? Or who can say the alphabet backwards contest? Oh, now that's a good one. ZYX, WV, UTS, RQP, ONM, LKJ, IHG, FED, CBA. Can you do that? I dare you to have that contest with your family. How about a paper airplane building contest? Or who can memorize the state capitals contest? Or who can say the first ladies contest? The possibilities are endless, so do it. Have a lot of contests during the summer. Number four, choose a Bible verse to memorize each week for the entire family. Announce the verse of the week every Saturday morning and write it on a whiteboard or on a chalkboard in your kitchen. Even write it out on 3x5 cards and put it on the bathroom mirror or put it on their pillow at night. Then on every Friday afternoon, have each child write out the Bible verse and decorate their piece of paper with glitter and pieces of fabric and stickers, and insert each child's page with their memory verse on it into their own three-ring binder so that at the end of summer, they'll have a beautiful creative record of the Bible verses that they memorized that summer. Okay, number five, teach your children to embrace the fun and purpose found only in giving to somebody else. See, summertime should not be all about them or all about just your family, but you should be reaching out to other people during this time period known as summer. Perhaps you could have a yard sale and give the profits to a missionary. Maybe you could volunteer as a family to paint a Sunday school room at your church. Maybe you can go to a widow's house and weed her flower gardens or wash her windows. Volunteer as a family to babysit for a young couple so they can have a date night and so your kids get to be around some toddlers. Make cards and take them to the residence of a local nursing home. The very best memories you will ever give your children will not be made at Disney World or at an exotic beach location or even at the neighborhood playground. The very best gift you can give to your children is found in the meaning of serving others and giving to others. So do it this summer. Okay, number six, make a list of interesting and free places to visit. within 2 hours of your home. Pack a lunch every Saturday or Sunday and visit these unique places that are within driving distance of where you're raising your family. Make sure that you listen to great music while you drive. So while you're in the car, begin with worship music the first 20 minutes or so, and then listen to Broadway show tunes or Disney songs, and then introduce culture in your family vehicle with a classical piece of music or two. Every family needs a thorough knowledge of and appreciation for patriotic tunes. So on the way home, listen to patriotic songs. Sing along to Your Grand Old Flag and Yankee Doodle Dandy and God Bless America. And then play some of the popular music from your teenage or young adult years. And as always, be sure to spend the last 10 minutes with worship music on. When you get home that night, have the youngest members of the family draw a picture of what they saw that day and encourage the school-age children or the teenagers to write a short report of the landmark or the interesting place that you visited. Okay, number 7, got to have a fun one now. Buy ice cream from the ice cream truck at least once during the summer. You know, we say no to our kids so many times about that blasted ice cream truck, but at least one time, say yes and let them go out and buy ice cream from the ice cream truck. How about this one? Number 8, show a movie for all of the neighborhood kids on the side of your house or garage. Rent or borrow a projector and show a family-friendly movie at twilight on a Friday night. Invite all of the families on your street in your neighborhood, maybe from your small group at church, and maybe the families from where you work. All of those people, have them over. Have them bring lawn chairs and blankets to sit on and snacks to pass around. My friend, 95 days are gone in a flash. 18 summers disappear like vapor. The ache that fills my heart every year at 1 minute past September 23rd has little to do with the frost on the morning grass or the vibrant colors of the leaves. The ache is birthed in the knowledge that 18 summers have come and gone. I'll never have the opportunity again to make blueberry popsicles, to lie in the grass and name the clouds with a giggling girl, or catch a salamander with a freckled-faced boy. 95 days, 18 summers, that's all you get. Well, thank you for joining me today on The Joy of Motherhood. Again, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts about today's program, and I'd love to hear your questions. So until next time, I hope that you'll discover the joy of motherhood and that you will wring the joy out of an ordinary day. So thank you for joining me today. Thank you for listening to my story. We're going to have a blast as we discover the joy of motherhood together. And as always, just let me remind you, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at Carol@justjoyministries.com.